Yeah, it is. But it's one thing talking about new life, but are we living it? You know, I have a nightmare whenever I see an IKEA shop. It traumatizes me. Because I know that if I go into an IKEA shop, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to buy something. And then I'm going to get home and I'm going to try and put it together. And that's where it always goes wrong. Because I'm not one who likes to read instructions and manuals with these IKEA things. I just go straight in there. I think I can work it all out. And I try and I get frustrated. And eventually you've got Allen keys and screwdrivers getting thrown across the floor out of frustration. And Janet sits there and she says, Robin, can I help you? And I'm saying, I'll do it myself. I know what I'm doing. And this can go on. And I think she gets totally tickled watching me getting more and more frustrated. And eventually she says, are you sure I can't help you? And I say, no, I know what I'm doing. This is fine. I'll get this right. And eventually I look up and I say, Janet, will you come and help me, please? And then she picks up the instructions and she reads the instructions. And like, I just stand back and I think, Robin, seriously, you need to remember to read the instructions and stop trying to do it your own way. You know, the one time Janet was at work and I mean, it was a bookcase. Seriously, a bookcase. How difficult is it to put a bookcase together from IKEA? For me, it was very difficult. And I did it, and I was so proud, and I put it up against the wall, and Janet came home from work, and I said, look, Janet, I put it together. And she said, Robin, you've put the back to front. And that's how it is, you know. Don't you think that life can be a bit like IKEA? James 1, verse 22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. When we're trying to do things ourselves and we're not actually looking at the word of God, and we're thinking that we can, we're actually deceiving ourselves because we can't do it. Not in things. We really, really, really need to listen to the Word of God. The Word of God is the instruction manual. It's like putting that piece of IKEA together. We have to read the instructions. And if we want to step into that newness of God and grow in it and mature in it and receive all the benefit of it, then we need to listen to the word. We live in a time where people have mastered spiritual language. Now we all know how to say God is good. We quote scripture. We post inspiring reels on social media. We sing the right songs. But there's no use just talking about new life if we're not actually living it. James 1:22 tells us not to just hear the word, but to do it. You know what? The world doesn't need any more religious chatter. What it needs is real spirit-filled believers who live out what they believe. If we say that we have resurrection life, then that should be more than a declaration. It should be our lifestyle. Because new life is more than a message. Romans 6 verse 4 says, we were buried with Christ so that we too may have new life. Paul doesn't just call us to believe in the resurrection, but he calls us out to live the resurrected life. New life is not about shouting he lives at Easter. It's about showing how he lives in us every single day of our lives. A new mindset, new desires, new behavior, and living out our new identity in Christ. You can't claim to be raised with Christ and still act like you're in the grave. Jesus didn't come out of the tomb so that we could keep living like we're still dead to sin. It's about transformation, not just information. The old you is gone. And the new you lives for Jesus. Can you say that with me in faith? The old me is gone. The new me lives for Jesus. We must walk what we talk. James 1:22 reminds us, don't just hear it, but do it. It's possible to quote the Bible, but not to live it. To shout in church, but go outside and gossip. To raise your hands in worship, but live in unforgiveness. God is not impressed by how loud we sing if we don't walk in love after we leave the church building. 1 John 2:6 says that whoever claims to live in Christ must walk as Jesus did. So what does this walking as Jesus did entail? When I look at Jesus, Jesus lived with compassion. He lived with purity. He walked with boldness, with full surrender to the Father. Living like Jesus doesn't mean perfection, but it means direction. It means that every part of your life reflects His Lordship. Because when we live this new life, it releases power. When we start truly living the life Jesus died to give us, then things start to change in our lives. Mark 16, verse 17 to 18 says, signs will follow those who believe. It doesn't say signs follow those who attend church. It says signs follow those who believe and live what they believe. When you walk in your new life, this is what you can expect to happen. The enemy will lose ground. Chains will break. Others will get hope. And God gets the glory. This generation isn't just looking for talkers. They're looking for carriers of glory. Matthew 5 verse 16 tells us to let our light shine. That others will see our good works and glorify the Father. You were born to carry power, not just promises. There's no use in knowing Scripture if we don't let the Scripture shape our behavior. There's no use celebrating new life on Sunday if we're still living in defeat by Wednesday. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's the difference between a Christian in name only and a disciple who walks in the Spirit of God. So why do we stop settling for spiritual lip service? And let's be people whose lives make the gospel look real, attractive, and undeniable? Who's done just talking about new life? And who's ready to live it out from today on? I'm tired of just sounding spiritual. Are you tired of just sounding spiritual? Are you ready to live in the fire, to walk in the Spirit, and to walk out the truth? Because this is your moment this morning. No more delay. No more double life. Just surrender, repentance, stepping into real transformation this morning. If you want to come into a place of surrender with me again this morning, if you want to come into a place of repentance and say, Lord, I'm so sorry, I was trying to put everything together but didn't go to the instruction manual of your word. Lord, I'm sorry I haven't lived out what your word has said. But Lord, this morning I step into that new life and not just talk about it. That this morning I'm going to walk in the Spirit. That I'm going to go into a life of daily surrender. That I'm going to step into real transformation in you this morning. Can I ask you to stand up? Would you declare with me this morning, not like, but loud and bold, that I don't just believe it, I live it. That I don't just speak it, I walk it. New life is not a phrase, it's my reality. Christ lives in me, and the world will see it. Hallelujah. Yes, your moment of transformation. You know, you don't actually have to go to university or to college or to do an online course to get the transformation. Because it's not learned, that transformation, it's given. And it's a free gift given to us by grace because of the love of Jesus. And you can receive that transformation this morning of stepping out of the old and into the new by just, you know, in an instant. That transformation. And it's very simple. It's just putting your hands to heaven and saying, Lord, would you transform me this morning? And in an instant, like that, that transformation will start taking effect. So would you just do, before we sing the last worship song, would you just say, Lord, I surrender afresh. I repent for trying to do it my way. Lord, I'm sorry for listening to the lies of the enemy. And Lord, that I stand on the truth, your word this morning. And Lord, I say, would you come and transform my heart? And Lord, that from this day on, the steps I take will be the steps of a life that has been transformed by Jesus Christ. That I will hear your word. And that I will walk in your word, in spirit and in truth from this day on. Lord, thank you. Our hearts are full of gratitude. And we receive that new life this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't leave this morning and think, oh, that was wonderful. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, and live it. When we're at the bus stop and we're waiting in the queue at Tesco, when you're speaking to somebody in the road, let's live it. Hallelujah. I'm going to pass the offering bag around.